This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The House of Representatives narrowly passed an Obamacare repeal and replaced by a vote of 217 to 214. Road gets harder as it goes to the Senate. Hospitals, doctors, health insurers, and some consumer groups, with few exceptions, are speaking with one voice and urging significant changes to Republican health care legislation that passed the House. Uber is the subject of a U.S. Department of Justice inquiry over a program that it used to deceive regulators who were trying to shut down its ride-hailing service. This inquiry concerns Uber's use of a software tool called Grayball, which the company developed in part to aid entrance into new markets where its service was not permitted. The tool allowed Uber to deploy what was essentially a fake version of its app to evade law enforcement agencies that were tracking down its service. In more bad news for Fox News, the SEC has deepened their investigation of the settlements paid. Several top officers in finance and communication have been given immunity for testimony, and one of the women who accused former Fox commentator Bill O'Reilly is testifying in Britain on Fox efforts to buy the rest of Sky, the satellite cable giant. City of Flint, Michigan has mailed 8,000 letters to residents in an effort to collect about $5.8 million in unpaid bills for water and sewer services. If homeowners do not pay by May 19th, property liens are transferred to tax bills, which begins a process that can end with residents losing their homes unless they pay their outstanding bills before March 2018. Many did not pay their water bills when lead contamination made the water unusable. Executive email carpet bomb, EECB for short, a well-written message to the right group of corporate executives whose email addresses are often pretty easy to figure out. A group of renegades at a blog called Consumerist first published the concept 10 years ago. Reporters argue that if used sparingly and well, it almost always works. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.